welcome.
Bum, 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 bum.
Woo!
Claremont College's
Seven Things. Hello and welcome back to Seven Things, where we discuss what's important to Claremont in seven subject areas. Thankfully, everyone was well enough to do their section this week, so let's go ahead and get started with Itai in Politics and Policy. In response to the Trump administration's immigration policy, Claremont McKenna College's Amnesty International held a clothing and food drive on October 30th for families detained at the border. Itai, can you give us some context for why Amnesty International held this drive?
For sure, Emily. In May, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions instructed law enforcement to separate children from parents if children are smuggled across the border. As a result, almost 2,000 children were separated from their parents. According to the Washington Post, as of mid-October, 250 children are still in detention centers and have yet to be reunited with their parents. Amnesty International held a food and clothing drive along with another organization, Mi Gente, to aid separated families at the border. Terry Aronson, a Scripps Jr. and campus leader of Amnesty International, said that, quote, "Amnesty International is trying to support families at the border by providing them with food and clothing for winter, and CMC Amnesty is dedicated to supporting their cause," end quote.
And now on to Anuragini with STEM.
In May, NASA launched its InSight lander. On November 26th, NASA engineers at the Jet Propulsion Lab in nearby Pasadena received the signal that it reached its destination, Mars.
So why exactly is InSight's landing such a big deal?
So of all of the missions to Mars by any agency, only 40% have been successful. InSight lander landed without a problem, and scientists at NASA are over the moon.
Anuragini, that joke was cheesy. Just like the moon. All right, now moving on. So what is InSight lander's mission?
According to National Geographic, InSight will study the interior of the planet by examining seismic activity or movement of the crust. By measuring Mars quakes, InSight will give scientists more information on what kinds of rock are contained in the rich red surface of Mars.
And now on to Blake in our Arts and Humanities section. What do you have for us today, Blake?
Today, I'm going to play a game of opposites with you. I say day, you say...
night.
I say outside, you say...
inside.
I say play, you say...
work.
No, it's depression.
Blake, why is play the opposite of depression?
Good question. Dr. Jay McGonigal, Director of Games Research and Development at the Institute for the Future, argues that all of our neurological and physiological systems that underlie happiness, our attention systems, reward center, motivation systems, emotion and memory center, are fully activated by playing games. In this state, we think better, we are more positive, make more social connections, and build personal strengths.
And Blake, why are we talking about games in our arts and humanities section?
That's another good question. Sitai Nguyen, author of Games Agency as Art, explains that games create spaces where the ends are disposable and where we can shove those ends around because they're not attached to anything else for the sake of aesthetic and hedonic experiences. It's not about the visual look, but about the experience within the game. Games offer more sharp experiences of agency and functional beauty.
And now on to Caroline with Health and Wellness.
After an E. coli outbreak in romaine lettuce last week sickened 43 people across the U.S., the FDA warned against consuming romaine. The dining hall staff at the Claremont colleges were told to, quote, "remove and destroy all romaine lettuce," end quote, according to an email sent out to students. Now, the FDA attributes the outbreak to areas in central and northern California, which could still be cause for concern.
Caroline, E. coli is a bacterium found in the intestines of animals. So how is it getting into our lettuce?
Well, Emily, the answer is a little disturbing. E. coli can come out of the feces of livestock and other animals, which then pollutes water used in irrigating fruits and vegetables. Leafy greens like lettuce can be contaminated at harvest or during handling, storage, and transportation.
What were some of the effects of this E. coli outbreak on students?
Most of the dining halls also serve spinach, spring mix, arugula, and other greens besides romaine, so students should be able to find substitutes. Romaine lettuce should be back in the dining halls after the outbreak is contained, and we can ensure that our lettuce isn't coming from those central and northern California areas that are still at risk.
Noah, what's new in sports?
While most students were relaxing over Thanksgiving break, the Sage Hens men's basketball team picked up a huge win over fourth-ranked Whitman last Saturday in a double overtime thriller.
What happened in this double overtime game?
So the game was close and exciting the whole way. The Sage Hens were up by 6 with under 30 seconds to go, but Whitman then hit back-to-back three-pointers to send it to overtime. At the end of the first overtime, Daniel Rosenbaum, a Pitzer junior, scored the Sage Hens' final 5 points, including a three with 5 seconds left to send the game to double overtime. That's where Micah Elon, also a Pitzer junior, took over, scoring 7 straight points for PP to cap off a huge 38-point night, enough to earn him SCIAC Athlete of the Week. The Sage Hens were able to hang on for a wild 112-109
win. Whoa, man, that's awesome! What's next for the Sage Hens?
After traveling to St. Louis for a tournament this coming weekend, the Sage Hens, now ranked 25th nationally, we'll head to CMC to play the Stags, winners of 8 of the last 10 conference championships, on Thursday, December 6th.
And now on to Student Voice with Ruji. As finals are nearing, more students are experiencing high levels of stress. So, Ruji, how are students taking the time to unwind and relax during this stressful period?
Well, Emily, Ivan Solomon, Pomona class of 2019, said, quote, "To de-stress, I go to the quad and look at the squirrels, the gray squirrels. They're way cuter," end quote. I also asked another student at lunch, but unfortunately she was unavailable and she said, quote, "The way I distress is actually by doing work at lunch, so I can't talk right now. Sorry," end quote. And I asked Shirley Zong, Scripps class of 2021, and she said, quote, "I talk to my family, friends, and dog. I also talk to myself, but at the end of the day, you just gotta get it done," end quote. Emily, I do think the best way to de-stress is just to actually find the time and pound out what you have to get done.
Well, Ruji, I'm so glad that works for you.
Thanks.
And now for my own section, People of Claremont. This week, I sat down with Jivika Rajani, a design and creative processes associate at The Hive. Jivika organizes and schedules events, helps develop the curriculum and the strategic direction of The Hive. Outside of working at the Claremont College's Hub for Creativity, she is the winner of the Napier Award for Creative Leadership and has led social innovation and entrepreneurship boot camps for high schoolers in the Middle East and South Asia. This has all been a part of her social enterprise, Aspirate, in which she is now mentoring Nepali youth to develop their own businesses.
So, Jivika, what inspired you to create Aspirate?
So, it's very kind of selfish. I came to Pomona and liberal arts was sort of just like mentioned to me as this thing that I should try because I had no idea what I wanted to do when I grew up. And so I came to Pomona and explored as much as I could, and through that discovered the world of social entrepreneurship, which is basically using business as a force for good and creating positive changes in society. And so I'd always, you know, been very kind of entrepreneurial and started things left, right, and center, but always was passionate about giving back to my community. And so it seemed like a natural fit, and I wished that I had been exposed to this idea as a student way earlier in life. So really it was just creating the program that I wish I had in high school. And so I went back to the school that I was at, my sister's school, the school my mom taught at, and a bunch of different schools, and actually ran these programs for about 60 kids in Dubai, and then spoke at different events, and so reached about 500 more that way, and then partnered with Teach for India to go back to Pune where my grandparents live and did the same exact program for underprivileged children there. So and everything was funded by the Napier Fellowship, so I was really kind of lucky to be able to go do this work, and I'm still in touch with so many of the students to this day, and they, you know, said that this week kind of changed my life, and that's great. So hopefully we'll be doing a lot more of that very soon.
That's amazing, Jivika. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome, and good luck with the rest of this podcast. Can't wait to see how the other episodes turn out.
And thank you all for listening. Tune back in again next week for our last full-length episode of the semester. We should still have one more feature after that. But until then, I'm your host, Emily Pugh, and I look forward to seeing you back here again next week on 7 Things.
Claremont College's
7 Things.